President Kabila used to meet governors, and I think the issue in agenda is about decentralization. You know that we are having a very, very tough challenge of decentralizing this country, sending more power countryside. So these governors are the one really to help in achieving this goal. So we are meeting with them, and the president will discuss with them how to achieve the dispatching of public assets, public funds between the state, the central state, the central government and the provinces, and between the provinces and the local administration. This is really a key issue for succeeding in democratizing our society, because we need really people to feel that they are in charge, even if they are in the local villages, local areas. They have to be in charge of their lives, and we have to give them of managing their lives.
So far, how has been the response of the government's decentralization plan? How has the ordinary Congolese accepted this move from the president?
I don't think that it is a move from the president. It is our constitution now that is telling us that we have to decentralize. The president is just working to apply what is written in the constitution. We have to decentralize, because this is the current law in our country. And the people have chosen this law, have chosen that constitution, they have voted for it. And now we have also chosen the local members of the provincial parliament. They are preparing to choose the local administration and the local council. So people are, you know, participating. It is now the duty of the government to give them means and ways of succeeding in the duty.
Recently, there was some problem in BCA where some miners were killed by some armed groups. What is your government doing to ensure that this doesn't happen again and to protect the ordinary civilians there?
The prime minister and the mining minister went to the area to visit and to take some major measures to avoid the repetition of these kind of criminals to be moving in the region. We have already identified the man who is responsible of this killing. He is a fellow Congolese. He is a former Maimai. He was implicated in the move to reintegrate all the armed group within the National Army, but he showed reluctancy and is refusing to join the army, and have now went up to committing such a crime. We have now already launched a warrant of arrest against him, and our troops, our police are in the search of this man to be arrested and sue in court. Meantime, we are helping those victims who have been wounded. We are helping families who have lost their relatives in this clash. And we are deploying police all over the country to protect miners and villagers.
So why has it found it so easy to attack ordinary people there?
You know, a terrorist is just trying to see ways and means of, you know, killing people, robbing their properties, and it is what he did. So he followed those poor people in a place where they were digging to find mines, and you know, it is in the bush. There is no police there, no administration, and they killed them. It is a way of doing things by criminals, as usual.
So far, in that area, is your government going to send the National Army to go and protect the people?
The army is already in the area. I think 90% of the area is under the control of that. The army cannot be dispatched all over the area, let me say, in the bush, in the mountains, where there is no inhabitants. So when people go to dig, they dig in the bush. So these kind of criminals, they just follow people while digging. So this is why we have told more police and the more army, but army men are already in the area. But, you know, criminals, the way they act.